From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Friday, April 3rd. Weather-wise today, we're going to see kind of a mix of sun and clouds. There's a slight chance we might see a widely scattered shower thunderstorm, mainly during up until about 1 o'clock. Then a high today of 82, winds will be out of the southwest at 9 to 16 miles an hour. In a new letter to U.S. congressional leaders, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for the permanent year-round use of E15 gasoline. Sam Nofsker has more.
Pritzker says that the continued availability of the cheaper 15% ethanol blend will stabilize fuel markets and strengthen rural economies. The governor's letter stresses that the ongoing war with Iran and Trump's global tariffs have raised consumer gas prices and strained local farmers. E15 use is currently prohibited during summer months because of the potential for smog and higher temperatures. On March 25th, the EPA issued emergency fuel waivers permitting the temporary summertime sale of E15. Pritzker says expanded access to ethanol-cut gasoline will stimulate agricultural markets as corn demands grow. I'm Sam Nofsker.
Illinois voters have twice signaled strong support for so-called millionaire's tax, and new analysis shows that what that could mean for the state's finances. An advisory referenda passed in both 2014 and 2024, voters backed a 3% surtax on income over $1 million. The 2014 proposal would have directed the money to public schools, while the 2024 version focused on property tax relief. A new report from the Illinois Economic Policy Institute and the Project for Middle Class Renewal at the University of Illinois finds that either approach could generate more than $4 billion a year through 2035. Analysts say that kind of revenue could either fully fund public schools or cut the average homeowner's property tax bill by about 20%. Well, Chicago Bears owner George McCaskey says he and his family are waiting for a deal on a new stadium to come to them. Democrats in Springfield are offering to freeze property tax assessments on a new Arlington Heights stadium and provide state infrastructure dollars for the project. The Bears are also looking to Indiana, where the governor there has already signed tax incentive plans into law. But McCaskey says, in the end, where the Bears play won't matter.
Whether we go to Arlington Park or to Hammond, there is going to be an adjustment period. People are going to have to be allowed some time to get used to it. I think Bears fans are up to it.
The team owner didn't specify a deadline for the deal. Illinois lawmakers have until the end of May to get their measure passed. Well, how's your NCAA men's basketball tournament bracket doing? Well, several players from Southeast Europe on the Fighting Illini men's basketball team have played a critical role in helping Illinois punch its ticket to the Final Four. The group includes members from Serbia, Croatia, and Montenegro, who are often called the Balkan Bloc. Head coach Brad Underwood recruited those players from what was formerly the country of Yugoslavia. That approach makes sense, according to Peter Wright, a professor and historian who studies Yugoslavia at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says basketball has been like a national sport in that region for decades.
Coach Underwood's strategy is really smart. It's capitalizing on a place where the sport is just unbelievably popular. There's just a really large pool to draw from.
Wright says there are probably hundreds of Eastern Europeans in college basketball programs in the U.S., and some of the best players in the NBA are from there as well. Illinois plays UConn in Indianapolis tomorrow. Tip-off time set for just after 5 p.m. Well, weather-wise today, partly sunny skies. We'll also see some clouds, maybe a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm through about 1 o'clock. High today of 82, then mostly cloudy tonight. We're going to see scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall. Look for an overnight low of 61. Then tomorrow, keep the umbrella handy. We're going to see showers, possibly some thunderstorms throughout the day. Some of those systems could produce heavy rainfall. We're also going to see our temperatures fall down into the 60s by late afternoon. Then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. We'll start to see some gradual clearing overnight tomorrow night with a low around 40. Then on Sunday, breezy and mild. Look for a high of 61 on Easter. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.